Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about being obedient to the great commission given by Jesus that we make disciples wherever we go. And today's focus is specifically on that topic of making disciples. And how we do that, what that looks like, how we live as a disciple. Luke 14, verse 33 says, "In the same way, any of you who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple." Pretty powerful verse, one that we tend to not grab a hold of very tightly because it's a challenge. But I think in order for us to comprehend better what that looks like, we kind of have to understand a little bit of in the same way. The verse opens kind of similar to a verse that says, therefore, the old adage, you find that to start a verse, you really need to find out what it's there for by looking back. And so in the same way, Jesus had just told a story about a king determined to go up against an army that far outnumbers him. He says, if an army of 20,000 comes against you and you have an army of 10,000, will you not from a great distance send out a delegation to seek terms of peace? In the same way, any of you who does not give up everything he has cannot be a disciple. In other words, we're outnumbered. We are that 10,000 going up against 20,000, and wisdom would say, we ask and we seek terms of peace with God. And God says, this is what it is. Give up. And so many times you read through history of U.S. and world warfare, and many wars have ended when one side realizes or comes to the conclusion that they are so outnumbered, they are so overpowered, they have no choice but to submit and to offer an unconditional surrender. And one of the difficulties of that in our life is we lose all control. We don't necessarily mind surrendering if that's our only option. But we want to choose what we surrender. I'll surrender this, but I'm going to keep control of this. And God says we are so outnumbered that we come to Him seeking terms of peace, and He says the terms are full surrender. An unconditional surrender, a surrender that says, okay, whatever you say, I'll abide by. And when Jesus comes along and tells us that as we go about life, as we do the things that we do, we need to be mindful of making disciples, it has to begin with us being a disciple. And Jesus says, in order for us to be a disciple, we must surrender. All, everything to Him. He's now in charge of my time. He's now in charge of my money. He's now in charge of my thoughts. He's now in charge of my work. He's now in charge of my recreation. He's now in charge completely. And I'm not sure we like to talk about discipleship in that manner because Well, because we like to be in charge. But it's difficult, in fact, it's impossible to make disciples, at least to make disciples of Jesus, if we're not going to be one ourselves. I think so many times we end up making disciples of ourselves. We end up making disciples of a set of church beliefs. We end up making disciples of a common denominator of some kind, rather than actually making disciples of Jesus, because we're not sure we want to pay the cost. And even when we want to pay the cost, we become hesitant whether others will. And so we shy away from full truth, full surrender, full transparency of God's Word. We'll talk about this a little more tomorrow and Friday as we talk about what it looks like, what Jesus says it looks like to make disciples. Look in Matthew 28 and that Great Commission as it unwraps. That really is the imperative. Make disciples. The go into all the world is more of a action. And it really infers not a command to go, but a statement that as you go, because you're not going to hole up in your basement and be unseen for the entirety of your life, as you go about life, and especially as Jesus was proclaiming this to those early disciples, he knew that they would be scattered and they would end up going to many places that they had not even intended or planned to go to. As you go describes the action that is taking place. The command is make disciples. And the rest of the verse, we'll talk about some tomorrow and Friday, describe details of what that looks like. But we make disciples when we make learners. Learners of God's Word, learners of the practices of Jesus. Well, not just learners, though. Learners and doers. It's sometimes easy to teach for information. It's much more difficult and time-consuming to teach for transformation, because it requires more than words. It requires action. And when we teach and we make disciples, when we help others to learn, we must be clear about the cost. Obviously, I think it's important that we're clear about the reward. We're clear about what we gain. We're clear about what that cost buys us, so to speak. Yeah, I'm generally a pretty frugal person. I don't like to pay for things that are overly expensive, or there's times where I've wanted something and I look at the price tag and I just don't do it. And sometimes it's simply I don't have the money, but many times it's not that I don't have the money, I just can't bring myself to pay that much. Because whatever it is just doesn't seem worth it. But there are other times I will pay the premium for something because it's worth it to me. And so when we talk about the cost of being a disciple, when Jesus says in the same way, unless you're willing to give up everything you have, you cannot be his disciple, many would kind of cringe at that and think, well, that's too expensive. There's nothing I would give up everything for. And so it's important that we also make disciples that understand the value, the reward, not only the consequences of not being a disciple, but the benefit of having the presence of God with us through His Spirit. Perhaps that alone would be worth it. But it's more than that. It's that eternity with God Himself. It's the avoidance of eternal punishment. You see, the cost far outweighs, in many people's mind, the benefits, because they've never really considered what happens if I'm not a disciple, if I don't surrender. And in the story Jesus told about these armies, the common line of thought of anybody hearing that would have been that those 10,000 will be annihilated. Any cost is worth avoiding that. And if we reach the end of life, if we reach the judgment day when Jesus returns, without Him, without having surrendered everything to Him, we indeed will be annihilated. And so we willingly surrender everything. Not to a harsh taskmaster, not to someone that's going to mistreat us, but we surrender everything to a God that loves us, that desires the very best for us, that when we give control of everything to Him, He elevates us to a position of management, of stewardship, so that we can use those things that we've surrendered to bring glory to Him and to grow His kingdom. And so we make disciples by first becoming a disciple. And we surrender everything and we share with others both the cost and the benefit. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. It's that love that makes this full surrender desirable. Not simply to avoid the eternal punishment that is due because of our sin, but because of the reward of eternity with You. Because of the gift of Your Spirit and all that it produces within our life. The good things that we would not have otherwise. Those elements of the fruit of Your Spirit, which is produced of the love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. All of those things which are not natural to us. Oh, we work at them at times, even without Your Spirit, but we're just not good at it. And we fail more than we want to admit. And so, Father, help us to be those disciples who make disciples. To be those individuals who have surrendered everything and lead others to that point in their life where they would surrender all to You. Father, may our learning be not simply for our benefit, but so that we can help others, who in turn helps others and helps the kingdom, Your kingdom, to grow. Father, as we live life, we consider not simply the cost, but we do consider the cost, but we also consider the joy and the peace and the contentment that comes from that full surrender. That realization that we don't have to be in charge of anything, and in essence, we can't be. But it all belongs to You, and as Your disciples, we listen to You, we obey You, we live and think and act as You would want us to. Father, I recognize we don't do that perfectly, and we stumble and we fall, and we need Your mercy and grace, which You continually provide. May we have that same mercy and grace with others as we make disciples, knowing they have the same limitations we have, and it's a process. But Father, may we continue in that process of surrender until that day we meet Jesus and we surrender fully and we receive fully all that He has promised. Father, as we make disciples, may we be very deliberate in lifting up Jesus in the midst of all of it, because He is who we're making disciples for. It's who we're being a disciple of. As we lift Him up, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.